Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
I want to tell you about a guy named Bear. That's not his real name. His real name is Christopher Ellis, but everyone at Oak Hall just calls him Bear. Bear grew up in Munford, and he remembers in sixth grade he got a brown leather jacket with a silk lining for Christmas. That leather jacket was from Oak Hall, and Bear told me it was the first time that he remembers actually owning something nice, something special, of deep quality, and how different that made him feel. Well, Bear grew up, and he got married, and he had a beautiful daughter, and he tried a career in banking, and he realized that banking wasn't for him. But he remembered that jacket, and he contacted Oak Hall about maybe getting a job there, and he's been helping people find their own quality clothing ever since. That's what Oak Hall is all about. As Bear put it, we're lucky because we get to sell the best clothes in the world to the best people in the world. The right clothing just feels different, and it makes you feel different. Someone at Oak Hall helped Bear's parents pick out that brown leather jacket, and because they got it exactly right, Bear remembers that Christmas to this day. And now when you stop in at Oak Hall, Bear will help you find what makes you feel the way he felt. So go see the incredible people at Oak Hall, but if you do, don't ask for Christopher Ellis, ask for Bear.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John are broadcasting live today from the Wing Guru at 7199 Stage Road in Bartlett till 2 p.m.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I wanted to hear the hook.
Good grief, John.
Can I not hear
it's your job.
No, I know, but I wanted to hear Raspberry Beret. I wanted to hear the hook, man, one time.
You weren't liking it that much.
I do. I love this song. It's one of my favorites, bro. In the event that I do listen to Prince, it's definitely Raspberry Beret.
I thought I was going to bring it back.
Raspberry Beret is up there. I mean, Brad, these are going to be the things you run into, man. When you play hits like this, I'm going to let them things ride, man.
I just wanted to see if you were paying attention because we were playing one of your favorite inspirational hits here.
Absolutely. So it's one of the great songs of our time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you playing that on a day like today.
All Prince is good Prince.
Get that
All
point.
Prince is good Prince. Mm-hmm. All right, we're here at the Wing Guru. We're going to be here for another hour. We will be here for another hour. Bennett has been eating for the last hour.
Literally eating in front of us.
So one-third of the show, we have been forced to watch Bennett chow down.
I mean, come on. It's just like the old days. It's what he used to do across the glass.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
Once I saw that line getting out the door, I was like, I better get on this.
It was usually like a like a cheap microwave pizza, you know, or an apple.
How was it, Bennett?
Amazing.
What was the choice? Please take up as much time as you like.
Yes, I actually got a 10-piece with mild hot and honey hot with some celery and carrots, and I like to get my celery and carrots tossed in the sauce. That's the way they like
absolutely.
To call it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. The good stuff.
Yeah, man, that was an awesome description there, man. Thank you so much. Glad that you enjoyed.
Thank you.
We'll be here until we will be here until 2 o'clock here at the Wing Guru. If you want to come, I don't know. We've gotten a little bit of tweets. People have come in and said they can't see us. We're here.
We are behind the counter.
It's like touched by an angel. We are always with you. You know what I'm saying? We are always with you in spirit, and just even if you can't see us, just know that we are there.
Hey, clear something up for me.
Yeah, for sure, man. Whatever you want.
Is it Cameron Johnson from UNC you want with the Grizzlies 23rd pick?
Keldon.
Or Keldon Johnson?
Keldon from Kentucky.
I'm
not confused at all.
Okay.
Keldon
okay.
from Kentucky.
I was just making sure.
Yeah, the guy who averaged 13.5 a game.
They can both shoot it,
yeah.
can't they?
Yeah.
But it's Cameron we feel like has the Klay Thompson-like stroke.
Yeah,
not saying he's going to be Klay.
Picking up a little feedback again. here on, it, yeah. From the Wing Guru.
Hopefully we can get that correct.
But, yeah, this Keldon Johnson from Kentucky, who averaged 38.1 points a game. I mean, excuse me, the 38.1% shooting from three last season, not 38.1 points a game. But he averaged he shot 38.1% from three last year.
And mine is Cameron Johnson, one of the best shooters in college basketball, the 6'9 kid out of UNC. So so I think early on I thought you were saying Cameron. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the kid out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Either way, whether they use that pick, you got some options down there. My instinct tells me they're going to try to flip it and get some more. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it, right? Right? What? I mean, that when you make a trade and you have picks like this, you know, I mean, normally the Grizzlies are on the other end, right? They don't have assets. They can't, you know, they don't have any breathing room. And now they do. You know, and that's a positive development. And going into, you know, it's just always fun when you're going into a draft to know that, hey, you know, we could really make some things happen. We could really make some things shake, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's why this one in particular before the draft lottery was, like, so depressing. You know, because you were just hoping to convey it. Like, you were hoping to not have a pick in it because of what the odds suggested. You know, you'd rather have no pick than have the eighth pick. You know, that's pretty damn depressing. Now, not only did you get lucky with Ja Morant or, who, you know, the number two pick, I guess we should say, who will likely end up being Ja Morant, but you also have made a deal where you have another first-round pick and you can flip that and turn it into something else down the line.
The day he comes in here, first season, you think his team's leading scorer?
I don't know if he'll be the team's leading scorer from day one, but point guards do take time. But
like, who else on this roster is a candidate for that? Guys we think will be. We already think there's going to be a lot of
– I mean, if they bring back Jonas, you know, he's going to have a chance because of the opportunity, you know. Jaren, you'll throw in there. Who were the other certainties, though? You know what I mean? You run out pretty quickly.
Well, you know? I mean, at this point, do we still feel like Brooks, at least for now, is a part of the future?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if I'd put him in leading scorer.
I'm not. But to your point about running out of candidates, you're absolutely right. No, so the point I'm getting to,
it's not out of the realm.
He may end up having to be.
Yeah.
Again, he may end up having to be. Jaren, it could possibly be Jaren. Jaren, look, volume-wise, he's going to get so much more now. Going to get so much more out of this pick and roll. Again, you're going to be the one, the two option, whether it's you or Ja. And so I think there's a good possibility he does come in here from day one. He is the guy. Yes, from a shooting percentage, you know, an efficiency standpoint, you figure he could struggle. But he's going to get so many opportunities, again, because it's really all about them. I think he could come in here day one. He's your leading scorer, your leading assist man, just like he was in college.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that. I definitely think he's coming in, you know. Whether he leads the team in scoring or not, I don't know. I think he will, though, someday, you know, someday not too far from now. But I think I don't see there being some great sort of transitional period where, you know, 2 years in, you're wondering, is he going to make it? Is he going to develop? Is it going to happen for him? You know, I think he's going to come in immediately and, you know, make people fall in love.
Well, my point is, he could go to a situation, right, if someone else had the pick, where you've got sort of ready-made players already, a little bit more of a ready-made team, and he becomes more that playmaker, that setup guy, that'll be
absolutely
his job with a better roster, right?
Yep.
Here, he will have to, right off the bat, scoring is going to be one of the key priorities for him, not just setting up other guys. And that, for his development, John, in terms of getting to the guy we both think he can be, where he is that leading scorer, leading assist guy type, that requires getting into it early. And so, again, with this roster, so much of it going to be on him and Jaren. You feel like, I mean, again, that's going to speed up his development. You get to the player that we think he can be faster. All happens to be, you know, good situation, good thing. Another reason why you take him.
I mean, honestly, Jay Crowder could be the leading scorer on next year's team. Like, because he's just going to, you know, he's going to be one of very few veterans on the team. Like,
I just think
it's possible.
I think Jay Crowder is so valuable to a contender right now or a team that's close. I was reading this morning that Golden State probably going to have a lot of interest possibly in a Jay Crowder type. That because of that,
yep,
somebody's going to take him off your hands.
Yeah,
and
I mean, Korver, you know, kind of the same situation. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know what you do with him. Avery Bradley's another option.
This is what I'm going to do for you to make you feel a little bit better about the trade. We were talking about this beforehand. We're going to get to a Grizz jersey, and on the back of it, it's going to say cap space. guys, and we're gonna make them a player on this team. And each year, obviously, he's gonna get bigger and bigger. And that way, we'll always be able to remind John too of the other thing that you get in this trade, which is sort of the financial flexibility that this, let's face it, this franchise has lacked for years, and it's been one of the reasons you've had to make bad mistake after bad mistake trying to stay competitive right now, because you really couldn't budge, you couldn't move. Now you've got all that, all these options to go with cap space we know is coming, and that's exciting. There's no question about it, and that's another reason why you need to be a little bit more up about this gig. You got off a huge contract, John Martin. We don't know about Grayson Allen. We don't even know what these picks will become.
Right.
But you got that money off, and hopefully, again, you hit on one or two of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about having financial flexibility is that you just have to do something with it. Like, you have
to maximize it. Well, again, this ain't Chris Wallace.
Yeah, like, I don't care about financial flexibility if you don't do anything with
it. Like, you can't hold that against them now when we feel like they have a newly aligned – that's actually a newly aligned front office where the decision-making is actually different.
Yes.
Now, in the sense that the buck stops with Robert Pera, that part is not. But clearly we have seen a new strategic approach, obviously with Zach Kleiman. It's a new approach. It's frankly – it's doing what we've said they've had to do for a couple of years, or at least what I have, that let's maybe you're not calling it a rebuild, but that's absolutely what you are doing. And you can sort of see it. Acquire assets. This is a new plan. So I don't see how you can hold the past and what they've done with cap space and those decisions sort of against them now when we know another guy was making those decisions.
Yeah, once upon a time, wasn't there like a 3-year plan?
Different situation.
Wasn't there
my gosh, don't get me started on all the plans.
Michael Heisley had the 3-year plan. Well, why don't we bring back the 3-year plan, bro? It worked, right? I mean, kind of worked in the end, didn't it? I mean, they went on their run around 2011. He started, you know. So, I'm happy to bring back the 3-year plan, man, because I think, honestly, that might be – maybe not three. They're probably not 3 years away, but like –
don't you feel good about this front office right now?
Four. Oh, yes.
I mean, I don't know. Yesterday we're out the trade. Maybe I ask you that question, it's a different answer, but today you do, don't you?
No, I mean, I think, listen, if we are saying –
and that was key.
If we are saying, like, we're giving them Jonas, the Jonas trade, you know.
Because you have a chance now with this money to get Jonas, to get DeLon Wright back. Doesn't that make that trade pretty solid?
Yep.
Especially with what you've done, the moves that you've made allowing you to do that.
Yep.
So we like that. You know, who knows? You and I feel the same way about Grayson Allen. We feel like that's going to be – but does that really matter? How high is he on the priority list when you look at these picks, the 2022 pick, which we know will be the double draft, and all of this flexibility?
My favorite thing that the front office has done so far is 24 hours after the draft lottery, it was already known to everybody they were drafting John Morant. So they're good with me. Like, they are totally good with me. I mean, I think – you know, the fact that they're all on the same accord.
I was beating them up for their day-to-day. The press conferences they were having, I think they deserved to be. Could tell it was a rookie, you know, just a sort of a rookie approach to getting this done. They're new to that. But what they've done from a basketball standpoint, from a strategy standpoint, I don't see how you could be down at this point right now. It's gotten to a point, and yes, luck played into this, getting the number two pick. There's no question it has. But it's gotten you to a point now where we're all excited again, even having to keep watching until the 23 pick to see what the Grizzlies are going to do
with
it. We're all excited again. So, again, I think you have to pat on the back the job from a strategy standpoint this new front office has done.
Now, the other part of the deal yesterday for Mike Conley is, obviously, we know what it does for the Grizzlies. It sort of resets them in many ways. Now they can move forward with a young group and fully embrace what is coming, right? Fully embrace the next few years and continue to, you know, compile assets and stay young and get back. For Utah, you know, I heard some people saying that this makes Utah a contender, not better, but a contender. Do you agree with that?
It's a wide open West, and I think it's semantics here what we're saying. We know Utah would be improved. They were fifth in the West last year. They've been in that sort of 4-5 range the last couple of years with what they've got. With Mike Conley, yes, it makes them better in what we think will be a more wide open West. However, the Denver Nuggets ain't going anywhere. And we know the Lakers are going to make moves. You put Anthony Davis and LeBron James, two of the highest pers in NBA history together. They go up, and again, Portland. You know, Portland. Yep. Portland brings back a team that obviously finished third last year in the West, one of the best backcourts in the West. So, I don't know that this moves, my point, I don't know that this moves Utah necessarily out of that 4-5 range that it's been in. I know it makes them better. I know they won't get as exposed as they were this year against Houston when it comes to, again, having to score. Now you've added a piece that can do it. He knows when to, again, we talked about it yesterday, Mike is best at knowing the pulse of the team. Do I need to score right now? Do I need to give it over to Spider? That will help them.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like with Greg Buckner, man. I mean, I don't know that this necessarily does anything like putting you over the top in a West, or I'm ready to call them the 1 or 2 seed. No, because obviously their depth took a hit yesterday. There's no question about it with this trade to get Mike Conley. And so, again, I like what's in that sort of starting five, but I don't know that it's really improved their place to a point where I'm saying, yes, they're ready to compete for an NBA title. Again,
yeah.
That West, yes, wide open, is still going to be dang good.
Yeah,
other teams will come up.
But again, though, like, you don't feel like the gap between the, you know, Denver and everybody else is as wide as it would have been with a fully healthy Golden State.
Correct.
You know, so that is a good thing for sure. And the Jazz got better. Now, I think to your point, if I'm Utah, I mean, realistically, the best I can probably do is 3. Like, I can have a better record than Portland, maybe. Like, but again,
you're one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. There's
yeah,
no question.
Are questions though about offense with that team. You know, I think you're right, especially like, you know, with the bigs. I mean, they don't have Jay Crowder anymore. You know, like Jay Crowder did, and Kyle Korver as well. Like those two guys.
He was super versatile for them. By the end of the year, he's playing. He's playing 30-something minutes a game,
yeah.
Jay Crowder, for them, how valuable he was.
Yeah, and so I do think that's a fair question. Like, you know, how is Utah going to look offensively, even with Mike? Now, we know Mike can engineer an offense, so that's not an issue.
Right, they'll figure it out. There's no question. But, again, I don't know. I'm not ready to push them up to 2 or 1, clearly. When again, they gave away depth yesterday. So again, I'm kind of with Buckner on that one. I'm not ready to give them a big A on this deal.
So if we acknowledge that the Memphis Grizzlies are out, obviously, of playoff conversation right now, and they're not, you know, going to be in it, like how long does it have to be? How long does it have to be until, if the Grizzlies have Jaren Jackson Jr., they've got John Morant, we will see what happens, I guess, the rest of the way with the 23rd pick tonight and if they flip it into something else. But they've got the 2022 that would be, you know, pretty much unprotected for their purposes, right? How far away do they have to be? Like, I mean, are we talking 3 years, 4 years? I mean, how far away do they have to be? Bennett is shaking his head in disgust. He's ready to put him back in the NBA playoffs in 2020.
I think because this isn't a situation where, like last year, we saw a team that worked Jaren Jackson in. You remember we were all saying, what in the hell are you taking so long to get this guy developed? And you know why. They're trying to win right away. JB had a plan that was, you know, he thought bringing him along slowly was the way to go. These guys are going to get thrown to the fire from the get-go. And so as a result of that, I hate to keep repeating this, but I use Trae Young as an example of a guy who struggled early on. And there were John Martin sitting around saying, I told you so about Trae Young. And he had a right to be, because early on it was an absolute struggle for him. Could look a lot like that for Ja. The benefit, the dividends will be later on in the season once he's played through. So the point of having to throw them into the fire right now, that helps you get to whatever point you're talking about. Hopefully you've sped up the process. And whether it's like Schmitzy says, you know, maybe it's 1 to 5, it's by year 5, you're the best point guard big tandem, and that obviously has got you up there in terms of contention. But I know it will be faster because you're throwing these guys right in. This won't be a, hey, slow, you know, let me bring you in here slowly like it was last year for Jaren. You're throwing both of those guys right in, because what else have you got?
I mean,
there's
no more.
How long
has Jamal Murray been in the league?
Yeah. I mean,
not long.
Yeah.
Feels like 4 or 5 years, quite frankly.
I think it's only been like 2 years. I think he's only been in the league for 2 years, Jamal Murray. Yeah. You know, so I think, you know, listen, I think the good thing is that
just finished his third year, so he'll be going into his fourth.
Yeah, so, you know, you are going to give these guys opportunities early and often. That is a good thing. You know, you don't want to, because that was a point of contention, right, with the Greg Grind era, to the extent that there was, it was like the youngest that they drafted, people felt like they never got opportunities. That ain't going to be the problem. You know, with this Grizzlies iteration, these, you know, Ja and Jaren and whatever else they do, you know, Grayson Allen, who they acquired, obviously, like, you know, you're going to have a chance to play, improve yourself, you know?
Yeah. it's a perfect situation. That's why you hope that tonight kind of goes according to the way we all think it will, that there are no curveballs, that you don't, you know, there's no crazy trade coming in. You trade down to four with the Pelicans still, and you like Darius. There's an opportunity here, we feel like, I think the bottom line, to have two superstars in the fold for the future, two guys we think can be not franchise, NBA superstars. And so, again, you don't want to mess that up. You don't want to overthink it. And that's why I threw the sort of devil's advocate, because I wanted to plow it down, John. Mm-hmm. You don't run away from greatness. When somebody's this, you see this sort of superstar potential, you go out and grab that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And hopefully tonight the Grizz will do that.
Yep, that is certainly the hope. We are going to be out at the Bluff doing our thing tonight as part of a watch party with I Love Memphis and Grizzly Bear Blues. It's not from us, but I saw, like, I think I Love Memphis talking about a signed John Morant picture. Like, they've got, like, a sign. Like, so there's going to be, like, a lot of stuff out. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff out there tonight. What? I mean, I'm just trying to promote.
That's awesome, dude.
I'm trying to get people out, man.
Good partnership.
I don't think you don't have any problem. I think folks are going to be out in full force. I got a feeling the place is going to be slammed tonight.
Yeah. So we are going to be out there tonight. Jason is going to be wearing his white pants. It's become a draft tradition.
Daddy pumping the Kango kid.
Last year, you did wear a blue Kango. You brought that thing out.
Mm-hmm. Told you would.
And you looked so angry in your blue Kango, but hopefully.
Oh, I look like Samuel Jackson. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, this. Well, I'm saying you were angry last draft. You know, you're just looking all mad in your blue Kango.
Yeah, I was cursing like Samuel Jackson after they took jail. How many times are you gonna keep bringing this up? Again, the whole place was doing it, John. I wasn't the only one booing.
Well, tonight there's gonna be a different mood. I think that's fair to say.
How many times have I told Jaron I was wrong?
Have you told him?
No.
Well, next year at media day. Okay. You tell him next year at media day you were wrong about him.
I'm going to tell him I still like Trey a lot. But, yeah, again, I like the situation. Now, you take Trey. We're not talking about John Morant today.
That's true.
God worked it out, John.
Yep.
He always does.
All right. When we come back, Anthony Sain is here. We will talk to him about the NBA draft, about John Morant, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen for the NBA draft live tonight on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m.
The Memphis Grizzlies. Hammers
it home. It's a joy.
Tonight at the Bluff, it's the I Love Memphis SB Nation Grizzly Bear Blues blog. Jason and John 92.9 party at the Bluff on Highland with 92.9 FM ESPN.
Psst, down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, and 62419. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast.
Oh my God!
And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
property.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
A good friend of mine often says that golfers are the best athletes. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. Now, I don't want to embarrass Ed by mentioning his name, but if you stop and think about it, he may be right. Just like the best real estate agent may not be who you think. Like a left tackle in football, a golfer hits it hard off the tee. Like a sprinter, the golfer walks down the fairway to reach his ball. Then like a quarterback who wants to connect with a distant target, the golfer hits the ball again, and in my case, again and again and again. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling a home, draft your team by interviewing the players. Find out who will block that offensive lineman from knocking your deal down. And find out about the Shell Bucks option play. When interviewing, call or email me to find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now and don't fumble that ball.
Get down!
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John are broadcasting live today from the Wing Guru at 7199 Stage Road in Bartlett till 2 p.m.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're looking for a new car, that's where you need to go. They got all kinds of vehicles out there on the lot. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for that vehicle. They're located, of course, in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can visit them on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it didn't say Landers, you paid too much. Usually it's Wednesday, right? Usually we do this on Wednesday, but every week we have our man on, Anthony Sane. He, of course, covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer Coast of the Outsiders podcast. And we have an intro for him. Brad, let's get it.
Now it's Anthony Sane.
Anthony Sane covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer and is co-host of the Outsiders podcast
on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
There's the techno.
There it is.
What's up, man?
Man, I'm good, bro. What's up with y'all, man?
You as excited as the rest of Memphis appears to be tonight?
I'm here for a 10-piece, bro. I don't know what y'all are talking about. That's
fair, bro.
What else happened tonight? The draft, bro?
Yeah. This man ordered a 10-piece.
I ordered my lucky 10-piece as well.
Everybody's getting lunches, and they deserve it, brother. Yeah. You absolutely deserve this lunch.
This time last year for the draft, I was sitting right here in this very building watching the NBA draft, and I ordered a 10-piece, half Memphis Dry Heat, half 901 in order of a Memphis draft pick. We got Jaren Jackson, the GOAT, so I'm expecting the same return.
You were not one of the fools booing last year like I was.
I was kind of indifferent because I wasn't a big Jaren Jackson guy. But
you
I'm
want
not
to trade, didn't you?
Well, nobody really should have been a big Jaren Jackson guy.
Who did you want?
I wanted healthy Michael Porter Jr. That's what I wanted.
Well, but you want that healthy Michael Porter.
That wasn't a reality. So.
But that's a fallacy. Like, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Dude's going to be a beast, though.
If he can get his body together.
I think it's happening. What did you think of the trade? What did you think of what the Grizzlies got back for Mike Conley?
I was down for the trade, man. And before I really get into the details of it, I got to call a couple people out.
Come on.
John Martin is my guy. We go back a while.
What's a couple weeks?
No. I got to call a couple people out, bro. There are a lot of there will be a show where I come on and don't talk about race, but it won't be this week.
Okay.
All right, we're going to talk about race again. White people in Memphis are flogging right now.
Flogging?
Yes, they're perpetrating.
How so?
There's a lot of grace and out in love that people are hiding. Because I have a problem with it, because here's my thing. I don't think that white people celebrate white victory enough the way black people do.
Interesting. Well, I have a man that celebrates white victory every time he gets a chance,
John's flogging, though. He's flogging because he's talking like he's not down for the whole Grayson Allen thing.
Oh, I don't think he is.
You know in his heart of heart he is.
I don't, because he went to Duke.
Okay.
That's the difference. Like, I like white basketball players, But when you go to Duke, it, to me, it's like a – like, I wouldn't have been friends with Grayson Allen. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we wouldn't have – Yeah, because we wouldn't have – like, he's like a snooty white dude went to Duke, right, tripping people. Like, I'm not down with that. Like, I could have a conversation with Jason Williams all day long. Mm-hmm. Let's go. You want to go fishing? Like, let's go. I'm not taking the fish off the hook. We can go, you know what I'm saying? We can go get down.
Why you want fish with Jay Will?
Well, that's why I feel like Jason Williams is like a country boy.
Oh, but I think the first time Ja hits him for a corner three and he knocks down that three and he comes and gets him again, he pump fakes, drives, and dunks on somebody, I think this is going to change.
It's subconscious, all right? Okay. It is. It's subconscious. I may not be able to help it, but as of right now, though, like, I'm not excited. I was way more excited about Chandler Parsons, for example.
Right. But see, I've seen a lot of people who, because I was watching yesterday, I was like, man, it's something I'm forgetting about this whole Grayson Allen thing.
Well, they came out of the woodwork for Grayson yesterday.
Right. They really did. That bandwagon.
It came back to me, bro, because you remember when the whole Luka thing was big, people were saying, oh, man, we can get Luka and then come back and get Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
That was a thing. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, y'all are flogging, bro. Y'all are super happy about Grayson Allen.
I think people are mostly like.
I think you slick happy about it.
Who?
You.
Who, Grayson Allen?
Yeah.
I like crazy dudes on my team, bro. I like a dude who, you know, probably.
Is he crazy, though, or is he just a brat?
A little bit of both of them, bro. He entitled, but dude crazy, though, bro, because the folks he done walked up on, like, yeah, I hope he got some hands, bro.
I was asking what makes.
Somebody gonna swing him.
What inside you makes that, what is that? Is that an ungratefulness? And
man,
what, that, just, that little streak, or is that,
man.
That's because typically it's where you come from,
that
right?
Might
but
be.
With Grayson, like, where'd he come from? You know what I mean? Like,
no
where,
doubt.
Do you, where do you get that sort of
that
angle from
be,
that you're going to test folks, try to pull folks' cards and trip them?
That might be crack or cocaine, baby. Mm-hmm.
Bro, they were saying about Grayson Allen when he was tripping people. They were like, it's just so funny. They said maybe he needs anger management.
Man, he might need to whoop one good time. Because I watched the videos of him, like a compilation of all the crazy stuff he did, and I put it on Twitter. I was like, yeah, something wrong with dude.
What any final words on Mike Conley and what he contributed?
Oh, Mike
I'm sure you say something beautiful.
Mike was probably my second favorite Grizzly ever. I'm a big 50 for the city guy, so Zebo is number one. Mike is probably number two. We literally watched Mike come in as a child, really.
So it's talking about
yesterday.
And we watched him become a man. I remember my last words to him. I was like, bro, I watched your beard grow in, you know what I mean? And I'm proud of you because you finally got it right. It was looking kind of mangy, you know, at first, but, you know, he got it together.
Do you think how much does it help Utah? How high do they go? I have my questions.
I'm worried about that as well. A lot of people are like, oh, it's going to be Utah and, well, Toronto, if Kawhi leaves, it ain't going to be Toronto, nothing. But,
I'm not putting Utah in the finals yet. I'm not ready to do that.
You know, Utah normally has those runs where they start off struggling.
Sure.
But they eventually end up in the top four or top five.
Yeah, because that defense
I think they'll be a top four or top five team the whole season.
Same thing, which is what they kind of were.
Right. But the only thing about Conley is, you know, the durability thing. You know, you don't know how long his body's going to last. And like I said, and history suggests that he will break down again. I mean, it's the reality of it. Not wishing that on him, but that's just kind of how it's kind of been.
In terms of, we talked about Grayson Allen, he's like the player, you know, and we'll see what happens with Korver. It feels unlikely that they will keep him. And Jay Crowder seems like a deadline kind of guy. What do you think of the financial flexibility that they afforded themselves, the picks? Like, where are you? Because that's where everybody seems to be the most excited is what they've done there.
I love the flexibility aspect of it. I think they picked up a $25 million trade exception, which you can trade. You have the option of trading contracts.
Taking on bad contracts. Yeah.
And also draft picks with it. I mean, that's I think that's amazing that they were able to do that. The fact that they were able to get a future first, I think that was a bonus. Because in that 2022 draft, that's the first draft when you start getting your high school guys coming in. And also, like I said, you're banking on Utah kind of being on the decline by then. And I think that'll be perfect timing if that works out. I think you guys had Giannotto on yesterday? And he was saying something about, like, he didn't understand the timing of the draft.
Why? Well, that was one of the questions I had, too. Now,
and I totally disagree with him.
Oh, I think it's fair.
I don't think it is. Because here's the thing. If you wait until later on in the season to make that trade, you don't have the 23rd pick in your back pocket going into tonight because you don't know what they're going to do on draft night.
Utah was going to sit there, though.
But I'm
Mike
saying,
was the guy they wanted. They're going to give you that pick tonight.
But I'm saying, if you got that pick in your back pocket today, you can do all the negotiating you need to either move up, move down.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. And I'm looking forward to what they do with
it. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And
but could you,
I think that's the reason, too, because I expect them – I probably about 60% expect them to pick at 23. I expect them either to move up or move.
See, I see. I'm thinking the other. Yeah, I expect them to use it to right. do something else.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on tonight. I mean, today. So
to that point, is there some other guy for you down there that you're sure on that you want at 23? I'm just as good with them flipping it and making something else out of it.
There's nobody. I don't really think this is that strong of a draft, so I'm not really stuck on any particular guy.
Same way I am.
So I'm pleased with what they've done so far. So whatever they come away with,
I like when you're picking in the 20s.
I think that's why you don't wait till tomorrow to make, because they're going to do something with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why you don't wait till tomorrow to see if somebody dropped down.
Right.
Now, could you have waited till free agency to see who else strikes out?
Right.
But I think it's fair to say we don't know that there's any all those teams who are going to come to the table with offers. Right.
Right. Yeah. I think if you're going to use the pick, I would use it on a skill. Like, just get a guy who can, like, undeniably shoot the ball. Or, you know, like, they last year they drafted Javon Carter, who's, like, a great defender, and we'll see what happens on him.
I'm glad you brought Javon Carter, too, because I look at Grayson Allen the same way as far as this is an interesting conversation I've had with some of my friends in our group chat. When you look at a guy like Grayson Allen as well as a guy like Javon Carter, those were guys that were high usage, high volume, high responsibility guys in college.
Yeah.
And I think because Grayson Allen had a rough year last year, too.
Right.
And I think a lot of those issues you had with Javon and Grayson Allen are those guys who have to get accustomed to not being the guy on the team that they're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, and I think that if they get to that point, you'll see a totally different player. Cam Rose, my co-host, he said, is it out of realm of possibility for Javon Carter to become Fred Van Fleet? Like, both of them are dog defenders, hard-nosed guys with a chip on their shoulder.
No doubt.
If Javon can knock down that shot, what's stopping Javon from becoming a Fred Van Fleet?
But is he going to do that here now with Ja here and with what we think? You got the money to re-sign DeLon.
Right. It depends on
does he get that opportunity?
It seems hard to see that. Yeah. You know?
It depends on what the way that, you know.
Because Grayson's going to get the opportunity, right?
Those
minutes, he ain't going to have to worry about getting into a rhythm in small minutes. Like,
right.
Because he's about to get this opportunity.
Right. I think he'll be able to play here.
I wonder about, to your point, though, I wonder about Javon if he gets the true minutes to sort of see.
I think he'll do it somewhere. I'm a big Javon guy. Like, I really think.
Oh,
Javon.
I love the dog in him, man. Yeah. And that chip on his shoulder.
Like, you want to talk about Memphis kids and Memphis mentality. I mean,
no
he's
doubt.
Got it. So, yeah.
Do you think Memphis will – we've talked ourselves into players before, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we embrace Mario Chalmers, and he hit the shot against the Titans. And I know it's a different, like, whatever, but we can talk ourselves into players. Can we do that with Grayson Allen?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think people flogging, bro. Like, I think a lot of people who are saying
that. You said white
people
are flogging. White people.
Yeah, I think white people flogging. Because I think that once once he starts doing Grayson Allen stuff, Memphis is going to love him. Like, as soon as he starts knocking down shots, as long as he starts, because stuff that we call dirty now, we'll call it toughness when he's doing it for us. So I just
you're exactly right.
Knocking down shots, or the first time he goes in there and dunks on somebody.
He's
been doing it. For a long time.
Yeah.
First time you do that and he popped the Memphis on his chest, it's over. We're going to love Grayson Allen.
Man, why are you on the Currys talking about there's a conspiracy
theory?
Bro. That is a good family. I'm going to have you know.
Wait a minute now. There's another conspiracy?
Yes.
That's a good family. You're about to say something else
about. Oh, man.
Just be careful.
The Curry family conspiracy.
Hold on, wait. We got what's the conspiracy tally right now? Jimmy Butler is Michael Jordan's illegitimate son. Uh-huh. Is there another one?
He said the draft's fixed.
Oh, the draft is fixed. But we've heard that one before. Okay.
He's still trying to figure out how they got it done.
So it feels like this one is groundbreaking.
All right, let's pull
I'm
up.
A little scared.
None of them bigger than my magic conspiracy yet. We'll see if this tops it.
Mm-hmm. Let's pull up a reference point first. I tweeted out a picture to the 92.9 account. so I need them probably to retweet that so people can see what I'm talking about. It's on my page as well if you look under my tweets. All right, there's a picture.
I'm looking at it.
All right. And there's a picture of the Curry family. And
it's a wholesome looking family.
It's a wholesome looking family.
I'm really nervous about that.
Yeah,
this is one of my favorite ones. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a good family.
So if you look at the picture, they're all wearing white T-shirts, big white T-shirts, by the way. Oversized white T-shirts.
You know, black families do that, brother. My wife and I, we're gonna match and have little CJ.
Right, that's what we do.
Okay.
They're wearing oversized white T-shirts, and if you look at Seth Curry, he's wearing very big jeans, like baggy jeans.
That was the look back then,
so
bro.
You said the key word back then. I'm going to assume that this picture was taken circa 2000, 2001. Is what I'm going to say this picture probably happened.
Okay, I'm still riding.
All right. If we do simple mathematics, Steph Curry is 31 years old right now.
Okay.
So, Steph Curry is 31 years old. His brother Steph Curry is 28 years old. His sister is currently 24 years old. If we're saying that this picture took place around 2001, 2002, you're saying that Steph Curry was around 13, 15 years old in this picture, which would make his brother 10 to 13 years old and his sister 7 to 10 years old. That's not correct. And my conspiracy theory today is that the Curry family is either vampires, Nephilim, or part of the Illuminati where they're not aging at all. Now, I know that black doesn't crack. I know that melanin is a powerful chemical. But if you by looking at this picture.
Bro, why can't they be those ages you just listed in this picture?
No, because they're not. Because you're saying that Steph Curry's sister is 7 years old. It's between 7 and 9 years old in that picture, and that's not true.
I see that. I mean,
we don't.
This could have been taken in 2005, though.
I doubt it.
Why couldn't it have been taken in 2005?
Because they're a corny looking family, but I don't think they're corny to the point where they were wearing huge oversized white tees and big Jabot looking jeans.
We can't find when this picture was taken. Like, we can't. That's not out there.
And until that happens, I'm going to assume that they're vampires. Also, Steph Curry is the only light skinned dude with hair that horrible. So I believe that was part of the deal with the devil they made, as well as the fact that Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. The clock struck midnight on both of those guys. Yeah. This series, which would have been his three-peat, would have been his finals MVP. And I think that the deal with the devil that their family made, the blood oath that they made with whoever they made it with, I believe that it cashed in on them this season.
Your conspiracy theories, they've gone mythical.
Yes, they've gone into the spiritual realm.
Now, let me ask you this, because you got on, and I want to. Now, you realize that Steph Curry there is light-skinned, right?
Right.
You said Steph is light, so you feel like you are splat. You a light-skinned brother with Steph. Like, you feel like you're the same color as that young brother right there.
He's a different shade of me, of course.
Okay.
Because my skin.
I've seen other black folks say you ain't light-skinned.
Right, right.
You're brown.
The thing about my skin.
But you claim light-skinned.
I'm light-skinned, but my skin is affected by the sun. My skin does darken.
Oh, you don't get sunburned.
Steph Curry goes outside, and he won't get any darker by being in the sun.
No, Steph going to get sunburned.
Yeah, he's a red bone.
That's what I'm saying. Right. And you don't turn red.
No.
See, us high yellow folks.
I'll darken up.
Yeah.
See, I was called white boy in school too many times not to own up to that. I was called white boy in school often.
Jason, then this is your realm, bro. I can't weigh in on this.
No, but that one you blew me away with the first time. Who was your light-skinned brother?
Who? Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying, man, gosh, I've always thought saying it was brown. And had other folks saying, though, that this is something that
How does it make you feel when people are questioning, you know, how you identify?
I don't know, bro. I might be like the dude who – what's the lady's name? Who, like, bleaches her skin? You seen it? No, it's a white lady who –
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah. No. The white lady that makes herself darker. You see that?
You talking about the one that used to be in the NAACP?
No. It's a lady. She's getting like, there might be another theory I need to bring on here, too. It's a lady. She's actually doing stuff to her skin to make herself darker.
So your theory, like, you really.
You have come on here and you have blasted white folks that love great, that are fake. They're faking their hate.
They know they love
great,
them, bro.
You have blasted a good black family in the Currys. Is there any other race relations you'd like to help today?
He just says they're vampires. What was the chemical they're using?
He said they made a deal with the devil, though.
Well, there's something in their realm. I can't figure it out. They're either Nephilim, they made a deal with the devil.
Do you spare anyone when it comes to race?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's good.
But
that's,
yeah, that, oh, you know. another interesting thing.
While we're here, right?
While we're here, yeah. What's his name? Climbing. He's doing the same thing Levium was doing. The breezes got so much whiter yesterday.
What?
And then y'all want Ty Jerome, so who's the
only... Well, that's Gary Parrish.
I've ever seen named Jerome.
That's just a mock draft.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's just Gary's mock draft.
But yeah.
You think everybody's cheering tonight?
What you mean?
Cheering.
Yeah.
This thing goes down.
It was not a universal reaction last year, obviously.
That everybody is happy.
Oh, yeah, it's going to go nuts.
Yeah. That's what we're expecting tonight.
And I expect them to be busy. Like, I expect them to do something with it. I expect them to come out with more than just picking it 2 and picking it 23.
How many All-Star games does Ja Morant make in his career?
Some guys got to retire, man, in the West.
They will, though.
Yeah.
They will. That's the thing.
Because Chris Paul is done.
Yep. We'll see. Steph got a few more years, but, you know.
He'll probably finish with 4 or 5.
I think that's a good number. That's obviously amazing if you're the Grizzlies.
Yep.
That's, you know, if you get a 4 or 5-time All-Star with the number 2 pick, I mean, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. RJ, not too.
I think he'll be good.
Is he a superstar in this league?
I think it depends on his situation. I could see him. I think New York is kind of a horrible spot for him because if they don't get
he wants it, but I wonder too.
Yeah, because if he's not good, they're going to destroy him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're going to tear that dude to
yes, they will.
Pieces.
Hey, real quick before we get you out here, saying, I feel like every year around this time we see the story about Hasheem Thabeet. You know, the last time the Grizzlies had the number 2 pick. Yeah,
that's right.
10-year anniversary of Hasheem Thabeet. He's trying to make his NBA comeback. Do you think the league is clamoring for Hashim to beat? Do you think we'll see him back in a summer league team or on a roster somewhere?
Nah, unless – and that's NBA stands for Neil's Barbecue and Ammunition or something. I don't think he'll be – I don't think he'll be back in the NBA.
Does Deidre Lawson get drafted tonight? And more importantly, is he an NBA? Will he last in the
I wish Deidre Lawson the best.
Me too.
I think he's a great guy. He has a great family.
He is.
And,
he's a great,
and I wish him the best.
Oh, that means he's not.
Well, I mean, why don't you – because he's what, not athletic enough? Like, what's your –
that's the only.
I haven't said anything about whether I think he'll be drafted or not. I wish DJ Lawson the best.
Okay.
I think if you're a team in the 50s and 60s and he's still there, like, not obviously you're not going to be in the 60s, but if you're from 50 to 60 and he's there, why the hell not? That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I would take him in the second round.
Still young.
Production is production to me.
He's one of those dudes who his game – it kind of looks like it'll translate where if he went overseas, he could be like a monster. He could live over there forever and be like a king. Like his.
Well, he definitely could do that.
Yeah, I think he's got that type of game. He could go overseas and just like kill people.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for bringing the curry.
Wait till the one next week.
You said these folks made a deal with the devil, bro.
Wait till the one next week, bro.
There's another one.
I got a heavy one next week.
I like how he keeps us waiting. I do love a good conspiracy theory. Jeez. Now, do you know Jason's conspiracy theory about magic?
I mean, he said he thinks magic never had AIDS.
Well, HIV.
Well, I believe that too, to a point.
To a point?
Yeah. Well, bro, we had to talk about that one together. We had to put our facts together and.
Oh, bro,
compare notes.
You're right. You used the key word facts.
Yeah.
You don't have facts either. That's what makes it a conspiracy theory. You don't have facts on magic either. That's what makes it a conspiracy theory.
You know what my fact on magic is?
What?
Look at him. More healthy than you and me. Okay?
What?
Now either he's got the cure, right, and didn't give it to the whole to the whole world, or he never had it. You understand that?
Well, he's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of money and he had access to medicine that maybe you or I would not have access
to. If that was the case and he had all that money, you think Magic Johnson ain't good enough to give it to somebody else to do good with it?
Dr. Sebi front yard.
You just going to use all that money just to heal yourself, John?
I don't know, bro. I've never been in that situation.
It's about raising awareness in the black community, and it was needed at that time. And they promised Magic this. You will be a success for the rest of your life.
How do you promise somebody?
What are you talking about? You give them all kind of breaks. You let them. You put them in on everything. You know, on everything. Come on in.
I don't think I'd take that ill, bro. I don't think I'd be going around to me. You know, I got the HIV. I don't think I'd be that guy.
Well, he doesn't go around saying that. Like you said it one time.
Everybody know he got it.
Do they? Apparently not. I mean, apparently
y'all are laughing. I'm straight faced around.
I know. I mean, I get that you're taking it very seriously, but I mean, it's a huge stretch. It's a huge
91.
Stretch.
We talking about 28
years. That man ain't lost an ounce.
28 years ago, John.
No, he's gained weight. He's gained weight for sure. Like
had kids.
And it did raise awareness. Right. It absolutely did raise awareness.
Has he had kids since 91?
It kept me strapped up for sure.
I don't know that he's had kids since 91.
Okay, well.
But again, Cookie didn't. You know, the family didn't.
It
spooked me.
All right. Well, this is it.
Anyway.
Congratulations.
But, Grizzlies. Go Grizzlies. Ja Morant.
Be a big night.
We'll be at the Bluff. You can come talk to Jason about his conspiracy. Shane, are you going to be there to talk about conspiracy?
Nah,
you got your own thing, right?
Yeah, I got my own thing going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up in the Grizzlies.
Draft thing?
The official joint. You know where they open up to the media.
The
drunk as a skunk. So, y'all know I'm going to get loose in that joint.
All right. Well, there you go.
Be looking out. Be looking out.
Anthony Sane's going to be on the scene tonight. All right. We'll come back. Wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen for the NBA Draft live tonight on 92.9 FM ESPN. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m.
The Memphis Grizzlies.
Hammers it home. It's a jaw jam.
Tonight at the Bluff, it's the I Love Memphis SB Nation Grizzly Bear Blues blog. Jason and John 92.9 party at the Bluff on Highland with 92.9 FM ESPN.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started. If you're not taking advantage of it, you're making a shopping mistake. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this, they have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short sleeve knit shirts, and sports shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis. You walk in, you get 3 measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift for any man's birthday. In fact, you can get a gift card to Cover It. So where are you shopping to make sure you're good to go in these warm months that are finally here? James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Looking for fast, reliable internet? Well, look no further. With Xfinity XFi, you're going to get the ultimate speed, coverage, and control you need to enjoy the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. That means having the kind of internet that can keep up with the connected devices in your home, even when everybody's online at the same time. And when you need the kids to put down their phones and tablets for dinner, Xfinity can help with that too. A simple tap on the XFi app, and just like that, you've paused your in-home Wi-Fi and brought the family together. Just another way Xfinity makes life simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with the one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage to get enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay in 6/24/19. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change after term. Regular rates apply.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John are broadcasting live today from the Wing Guru at 7199 Stage Road in Bartlett till 2 p.m.
The Casual Pint, they're over at 395 South Highland. It's the craft beer place in Memphis. You ought to get over there. They're locally owned and operated. Anybody that's been over there has told me great things. They loved it, appreciated that I sent them there. Go take a look for yourself. You're going to absolutely love the place. 28 beer taps, 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated cooler cans. They've got your favorite bottled beer. And a real cool feature, you can do beer to go as well. Growler fills, you can mix a six-pack. Do that a couple different ways. Out of the cooler, packaged off the dry shelf. Tomorrow night, karaoke night. We'll try to get John Martin out there, maybe. We'll be singing it to the night. Maybe singing a little Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's always the point of being, it's a fun time. It's always a fun time over at the Casual Pint. It's
Return
not always about
off the back.
Well, we didn't need that. It's not always about the beer out there, though. You
can
do the sangria. They've got everything for you over at the Casual Pint. The Casual Pint is at 395 South Highland. This is the craft beer place in Memphis. And where beer lovers meet.
You like my Mark Morrison there?
Sound like a little trying to do a little Gibbs. Sound like a little Bee Gees, and that wasn't very good. Yeah, like a little falsetto.
The fifth Bee Gees.
That's some weak falsetto, brother. That's real weak.
Okay. Yeah. So you gonna criticize my karaoke, huh?
That raspberry beret got you feeling light on your feet.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Anthony Saint for joining us and bringing to us the latest and the greatest out there in the world of conspiracy. Always appreciate his time, since he has a heavy one for us next week. I can only imagine what that will be.
We got to be careful, man.
Yes.
He's an equal opportunity offender.
He is, man.
You know,
he is.
White, black, same coming for you. Doesn't matter. I like that.
Yeah, for sure. There is no question about that.
Said the Curry's made a deal with the devil.
That just seems a little far-fetched. Wouldn't you say? I mean, I can get down with, like, some, you know, where that are grounded, at least some in reality.
John, believe me, there are folks out here that have made deals with the devil.
Well, and not like the devil, but maybe somebody who you would compare to the devil, you know.
Right? You don't believe there's a little red man with a pitchfork down there, do you? Yeah. We can tell. We'll get in that conversation on another show.
A little red man with a pitchfork down there.
Got a little sharp tail on him.
Yep. Yep, he does. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Checking out the Bluff. That's where we're going to be at tonight. 7 o'clock, it starts. Draft party. Come join us. We figure it's going to be quite the party. Nobody going to be booing this year. I promise you that. Unless somebody throws a curveball talking about a trade down to the 4. Which better not happen, Peter Bessie. You understand
Peter
me? Go
Bessie.
Back to sleep, brother. We love you, but go
back to sleep.
This is New York Spin. New York Spin. Grizzly's going to be taking Ja Morant number 2, and Jason Smith going to be cheering in some white pants.
Yes, you are. Those pants are lucky. You met your wife in those pants.
Not true. Ooh.
Not true, sorry. Yeah. Now, it'd be a good story if it was, though.
Met at the CA in a nice blue suit, as a matter of fact.
Really? Yeah. She was working at the CA at the time?
Fell for me hard. Yep.
Yeah, she did. And you didn't even pull out the white pants yet.
Didn't have to.
When that happened, the Kango Kid.
When you pulled out the white pants, it was just like, man.
That's when she said, will you marry me?
It was a... She asked you. That's exactly right. Man, you on one today, man. You on one today. Yeah.
Love my wife.
Brad, what are you... thanks for getting that in there. Brad, what are you checking out tonight, man?
I'm on the draft as well. We'll be listening on 92.9, of course, because we'll be at the Bluff, so we'll have it on the television as well as on the radio. We will be broadcasting it starting at 6 o'clock tonight. But if you do want to flip over later, which why would you... the College World Series.
College World Series.
It is on. And Louisville is taking on your Mississippi State Bulldogs tonight at 8 o'clock. This is the 10th game of the College World Series. They are now in the...
I hope it never ends.
Well, it doesn't end damn near. It goes all the way till Wednesday the 26th with the championship next Wednesday, John. So that is the College World Series update for you, sir.
Yeah. The St. Louis Cardinals are in action tonight.
Yeah, let's not. Actually, we told them to stop, so they're not playing tonight.
They will be taking on the Miami Marlins.
Brad, you're like 2 games behind us. What stop at
this stadium. Playing good baseball. What can I say, Jason?
Yeah, so the Miami Marlins and their team are coming into town.
It came at an opportune time for them, John, this little dip in the schedule of playing scrub teams. Now Goldie Goldschmidt can get going and everything. That's real baseball talk.
Thank you. Jason knows.
It started to happen last night.
Jason knows.
Cardinals will be back.
I don't like it when we don't do baseball on this segment, so we have to make sure we do it every time, you know.
Obligatory.
Jason and John, we have to be consistent. That is a radio thing, right?
Let's just rename it. Let's just rename it like, you know, check out of dreams.
Baseball to go.
You know, how about check out of dreams?
You like that?
Yeah. The Bluff is where I'll be tonight. I'm gonna get a fresh chop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By your mammy, and then I'm gonna head down to, not yours, but I'm gonna head down to the Bluff. Tonight for the NBA draft, and watch as the Grizzlies select Ja Morant with the number 2 pick, and then we'll see what happens with number 23. If they want to use it, they want to trade it and flip it and turn it into something else.
You get Ja in here automatic. We got interviews tomorrow. We get the introduction tomorrow. Does that happen on Monday?
I would imagine it happens tomorrow. But I hope so.
But number 2 pick, you fly him on in.
Yeah,
right?
That usually is the way it happens. So anyway, there you go. Been a great day here at the Wing Guru, but our time here is up. Thanks to the Wing Guru for having us as always. Thanks to our guests who joined us today: Greg Buckner, Jeff Calkins, and Anthony Sane. That's going to do it for us today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. See you at the Bluff tonight. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen for the NBA draft live tonight on 92.9 FM ESPN. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m.
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Harris at home. It's a jaw-jam.
Tonight at the Bluff, it's the I Love Memphis SB Nation Grizzly Bear Blues blog. Jason and John 92.9 party at the Bluff on Highland with 92.9 FM ESPN.
Wave God Supreme Bay.
I was verbally committed to Arizona. I lived in like one of the toughest parts of Detroit, and Lou Dolson came to my home. And when Lou Dolson came, I fell asleep. Yeah.
What, he was talking?
While he was talking, he was in my living room.
Bro, that was so disrespectful.
And I fell asleep. He was boring as hell.
Luke slept on you. Mm-hmm.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who do you love?
The meat genius at Papa John's, who decided to put their barbecue meats and pizza together.
Yeah, who do you love?
I do. told you. The genius who made barbecue meats pizza and barbecue chicken and bacon pizza. Just $12 each for a large.
Yeah, who do you love?
Okay, settle down. Fall in love for yourself with our barbecue pies. Just $12 each for a large. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. At participating U.S. stores, taxes and delivery fee extra.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right. For only $25 a month, you'll have access to all 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online. ATCFitness.com. ATC Fitness. Exercise your right to look good.
Jason and John.
Let's go to Jason and Nutbush. Jason, you're on. What'd you think of the
Nutbush
deal?
Nutbush in the house. John should take it easy on Grayson, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let the white boy sit over there and shoot a three, you know?
Yes, sir. we will, Jason. Appreciate
that call, bro.
535-377-6535-ESPN. Let that white boy sit over there.
I love when white folks call each other white. I mean, that is amazing.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Howie's here from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie, what's the one thing someone should know when shopping for a diamond engagement ring?
Three words. Trust your eyes. Keep in mind that choosing a slightly lower color and clarity can only be seen using a microscope, but not with the naked eye.
And I'm just looking for bigger and brighter.
Exactly. And if you want a bigger, brighter diamond, come to Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale. And right now, save 20 to 40% off.
And with a $1,500 purchase, you get a free mini vacation.
Free financing, four convenient locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Want to treat your car right? It's Grandpa! Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. Three Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to three, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
We're talking, of course, with Darius Washington Jr.
I never forget when I missed those free throws in the Conference USA tournament at FedEx Forum my freshman year, you know, just the love that they gave me because I was distraught, you know, especially as a freshman, I left it on the floor and just...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.